You are in a time now when truth on all levels has become extremely important. But of course, the truth that is most important is the truth that lives in you. When we are speaking about the truth, we want to speak about the energy of truth, because this can be very helpful in your life. Certainly, we know that you must use discernment in how you deal with others in your life. That is important. But when you come to what we are going to call the truth of the heart, that must be brought forward without worry about how it is going to be taken or understood. That, of course, is our fear. And because it is our fear, if we speak our truth and there is an objection or a defense or a pushback, however you choose to look at that, then this is where we need to pay attention so that we can empower. And this is a place where we stop and take the breath. So we have said a thing from our heart that is true. There are a number of responses that could happen. One is that it is completely ignored. Another, it is explain yourself. You have not explained yourself. Convince me. That is one. Another is, you are wrong about that. You are wrong about that. Now, we are going to take just those three because they are the most common. There are quite a long list of others, but we will take those three because that is a good thing to work about. So if someone ignores your truth, the impulse is to go after them, to make them see, to make them understand. And that, as it turns out, is a violation of the mother's law, because it means you do not respect your own truth. It's going to feel a bit strange here, but we are going to work with it. So you say what is a true thing, and it is ignored. You must pull your energy back into your center, holding your truth in honor, honoring your truth, and continue. Move to another place, move to another activity, move somewhere else. Now, there is an interesting thing about the thing that you are able to leave. With some of the people on earth who are dealing with personal density, perhaps they actually heard what you said, but thought that they could make it go away if they walked away. But if you hold it and walk in the way that you want to walk, it may hang with them, and they may come to you later and say, "What was that you said?" Not always, but more often than you might think. If that happens, make a simple statement about what you said. Do not go on about it. Say it. And then if they have a legitimate question, answer it, but in as short a communication as you can manage. We will talk a bit about that later, but that is that kind of response. Now, let us look at the second response, where you are asked to prove your truth, where you are asked to back up what you say with facts, which is so amusing since facts are obviously the most malleable things in your communication on the planet. But here, once again, is the place where you say simply, "This is what I know to be true," and stop. Because that prove it to me, prove it to me, prove it to me, prove it to me, is an attempt to pull you out of your center, to make you weaker, to put you on a battlefield you do not even want to be on. And certainly you can, if you have a one-sentence reference, a book, a program, something, you can mention that, but then do not go any further, because it is not your job to jump out of your center and to prove to them the truth that you hold that is yours. You do not dishonor your own truth. Now we will take the third of this little trilogy. So here is someone who wants to war with you. You're wrong. I know that you are wrong because I know better than what you have said. And there is a phrase we have heard our sweet channel use from time to time. It is, let them run out their string, which is to say, quietly wait while they yammer, 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 and do not enter it while that yammering is going on, even though you may know the yammering is wrong. Let them run it all the way through, but do not take your power and your truth out of your body and jump into the fray with them, because that dishonors your truth. And we do not ever want to do that. Now, it is going to feel strange to do this, because one of the teachings in the Mother's Law, and we've spoken about this before, is if you are asked a question, you are not obligated to answer it. And it is going to feel uncomfortable at first, until you understand that sometimes you are not answering because you are honoring the truth that you know. Now, these three particular energies are very distinctive. And even though your impulse may be to leave or to defend or to argue for, it is not a good thing to do, because you can read the energy of it. The one who does not hear you, leave that one alone. If that one does not wish to hear, it is not your job to make that one hear. If this one says, they often do not understand how dishonoring they are. I heard what you said, and you must prove it to me, or it has no value. This is another one where there's a simple statement of truth and stop, and move along. The power of refusing to go to war. What a beautiful power that is, and one that you are going to want to exercise in your world, particularly as there is great crumbling now, but not too long from now, there is going to be great rebuilding, and you are going to be the rebuilders. To do that, you must hold your own truth. And then there is the outright, I am going to war with you. There is another saying we have heard. It's not channels, but we have heard it. What if someone gave a war and nobody came? Beautiful thought. Think about that. Here is someone who wants a war. What if you simply do not attend? When you think about this in terms of how it is to be a social being on the earth, let us say that someone said, you've got to come to my party. We will all be drinking and drugging and misbehaving with inappropriate people, and there will be messes and all sorts of things. You will come, won't you? You see, if you could hear it, if you could hear what the energy sounds like, you would never go to that party. you would know right away that that is not a place for you. Now, what we want to do is translate that knowing into the reading of energy. So, as we say, there are more than these three that we have addressed, but we tried to pick the most prominent. And if you could hear each of these, at least the second two things, as an invitation to a truly unfortunate party, then you would have an easier time pulling your energy back in and saying simply, I will not go. I will go to something that is good for me. I will go to something that is nurturing for me, that is clean for me. So this is one way of thinking about responses in this very chaotic world. Remember, often it is in the silence that you are respecting your own sacred truth. So we will take a few moments and speak about this together in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. Feel the blue of peace all around you. Breathe in peace. Exhale fear. Now feel that the field around you is filled with rainbow colors. And as you breathe in, let the colors, the energy, go to the places in your body where they are most needed. Feel a cleansing energy from the earth come up and into your body. And feel it cleanse the root chakra of any fears you might have about creating your own life. Feel the old patterns falling out of the creative part of your body, so that there is room now for the pattern that is you. Feel the cleansing energy come into the second center and allow that cleansing energy to wash away shame, to wash away guilt. And let the second center feel free and light and able to cleanse without judging, able to release without guilt. Feel the cleansing energy come up through your body and into the solar plexus. And feel the cleansing energy wash away any emotions that might have caught there, emotions that make you heavy or confused or do not serve you. Feel them washed out of your body. Feel Feel the cleansing energy come up through your body and into the heart center. And let that cleansing energy wash away all the pain, all of the worry. And see your heart like a garden, bright and shining and growing and strong. And feel the cleansing energy come up through your body and into the throat. And let the wisdom of the cleansing energy wash away any communication that does not honor your truth. That is critical, knowing that critical creates nothing but pain. And feel the communication center begin to soften in strength so that you choose what you are saying to yourself and to others. But the wisdom of gentleness is the filter through which you speak. Feel the cleansing energy come up and into the third eye. And feel the third eye open widely. And know that your guidance, your angels, are giving you the power to intuit more, to intuit accurately, both inside of yourself and in the world around you. And feel the cleansing energy come up into your crown. Let the crown open. And as the crown opens, remember how connected you are to the creative power of the universe. And how when you open that crown, you honor who you are and allow the universe to fill you with the energy you most need to draw to you the things that make your life joyful and powerful and loving and wise. Now feel a golden sun above your head and let that golden light flow down across the outside of your body to remove the weak, down your back to remove the burden. And let the golden light flow into your head to alter and lighten your thoughts. And let the golden light fill your chakras, your head, your throat. Feel the golden light flowing down your back to make you strong. Your trunk to make you healed. Your shoulders so that you may consciously drop what you do not wish to hold up. Feel the golden light flow through your arms and your hands. So in the energy of that light, you choose what you do and what you hold. Feel the light flow down through your body, down through your legs, into your feet. and feel yourself who you truly are. How you are loved and known and protected. Feel the energy of Mother God in back of you. And let your energy rest in hers. Feel those arms around you, holding you, strengthening you. Move your attention into your heart and see that in your heart a gift has been left for you. Rest the mind. Let the heart tell you the gift. Now breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.